I'm going to call the personnel meeting to order. Just looking over our agenda, we don't have any special reports that I'm aware of. Do any of the justices have any special reports? Okay. We have no old business on the agenda. We do have one item under new business, and it's a proposed resolution 2303 for the equalization appointment. This is a little different, too. I've been talking with the judge's office and just thought this might be a good way to get a little more eyes and transparency on our board appointments. We haven't typically in the past ran these through personnel committee, but I thought this could be an appropriate thing, and I wanted to try it to bring it through personnel committee, our appointments, just to let everybody know, the public and the quorum court, that, hey, these are coming through, they're coming up, and let's take a look at them before they get to actual full court. This particular appointment right here is for the equalization board. The only applicant, have we had any other ones that I'm unaware of? Okay, the only applicant that we had was Mr. Kent Baker, who currently serves on the equalization board, and he reapplied to continue his service. And he's highly qualified. He wasn't able to be here tonight. He had another commitment, but spoke with him, and he's going to try to be here next week for quorum court if this is passed through here. I've heard nothing but good things about Mr. Baker and his qualifications. I think he's done a great job on our EQ board. Chrissy, would you like to say anything about that?
No, he is very good. He gives a good commercial real estate side perspective to the court that we haven't had in the past.
Awesome. Very good. And so that's kind of what we're looking at here tonight, is Mr. Baker's appointment. Just also, this is the first time that, you know, we're seeing an appointment to the county boards. It's something we've been working on. Those have been just trying to get more eyes on our county boards, to look at those, to make sure that information's publicly available. It is out on our website. I believe it's under the business section. It shows the different county boards and who's serving on those. I don't see Mr. Higgins here, but we were discussing maybe moving that under to a different section of the county website to make it a little more available, but we haven't finalized anything on that, and I'm not sure whether it's actually occurred or not, but it is out there. So do any of the justices on the personnel committee have any questions?
I don't have any questions about this form, but I like your idea, and I was wondering if maybe at these committee meetings every month we might announce any vacancies on board appointments, just to get the public's eyes on them so that other people can apply in a timely fashion.
I definitely think that's a good idea. I know we've been working on kind of compiling a list of when some of these appointments are coming through. I believe there's going to be some more board appointments that will be vacating out, that the quorum court will be looking at approving these resolutions and going from there. So, and this one is specifically, this is the quorum court's appointment to the EQ board. So some of the boards have various appointments. Some of them's done by the city, some of them's done by the county judge, various officials, but this one is a quorum court specific appointment, I believe. Is that accurate, Mr. Murphy?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Quorum court gets two on the EQ board. This is one. I believe Mr. Baker was recently serving out the term of another board member, so this will be the first time he's elected to, or would be chosen for, a full term.
Okay. Very good. Do any of our JPs in the audience have any questions, comments, or concerns?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I looked at his application. I believe he's certified residential. Is that, you know, if that's correct or not?
No, he's certified.
I think he's certified residential. Anyway, long story short, my husband and I are very involved in the real estate appraisal business in Conway. We own a company that works professionally with Kent Baker. He is very ethical, very responsible, reliable. I highly recommend him for this position.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Justice Coates. It's good to hear. Do any of our elected officials have anything? Any of the public? Okay. Silence is golden. Well, I would take a request to send this to the full court.
I move we send it to the full court.
Second.
You got a second? Okay. We'll do this by voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Looks like this moves forward to the full court. Thank you, everybody. This is the only thing I had on the agenda tonight, was this one EQ board appointment, so that will be going to the full court. I don't have any other announcements. We don't have anything else for this month. Do any of the JPs have any announcements? Any of the audience? Okay. Personnel committee is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.